this solemn feast that we celebrate today, which we started yesterday evening already in anticipation with that wonderful banquet that we all enjoyed, is the feast of the third most important a person in heaven. Of course, the first is God. And of course, he's three persons. We will count him as one for practical purposes. And the next, of course, is his most holy spouse, the ever-Virgin Immaculate Mary. And then he, Saint Joseph, the most chaste spouse, putative father of our Lord Jesus Christ, protector of Holy Mother the Church, special protector of the Holy Father, the Pope, and of the whole Church, and especially protector of a holy death. So we will say the litany of St. Joseph during our holy hour, but these are just some of the magnificent titles which St. Joseph has. But just to think, what kind of a person was this young man? And of course, some of the artists paint him as an old, bedraggled old man with white hair and a beard and all that, because they could not understand that a young man could be chaste. That's nonsense. He was the most chaste spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And he was probably not even 20 when all these things happened. The Blessed Mother was about 13 or 14. They started out early in those days. And so he takes her, the Archangel Gabriel announces to her, and we shall celebrate this next week on the 25th. And he takes her to see her relative, St. Elizabeth, who is in her old age, in her 70s, maybe more, with child. She who was thought to be sterile is now with child. A miracle of God. The life of Jesus is filled with miracles. So too Mary and Joseph. And so he goes and takes her to Ein Karim, and then he leaves her and goes back home to Nazareth, and then he returns when he is told to go get her. And when he comes, he is flabbergasted and surprised that the Blessed Virgin Mary, whom he knew was to be chaste and ever virgin like he, all of a sudden is showing. She is in her 6th month. She is with child. And thus the angel appears to him in a dream. The child, do not be afraid to take her to your own home. The child in Mary's womb is not of man, it is of the Holy Spirit. It is the Son of God, in other words. And you, because you are his putative father, according to the law of Israel, are to name him Jesus, which means he will save his people, Israel, from their sins. And so St. Joseph obeys. Among the many prerogatives that people have written beautiful books about, and I recommend them all to you, find them, you're not little babies, is St. Joseph the Silent. And of course, St. Joseph the Just. St. Joseph does as he is told. St. Joseph the Obedient. And he comes and takes Mary. And when the child is born in Bethlehem on December the 24th, 25th, he names him Jesus. And so St. Joseph carries out the prerogatives of a real father while not being the real father, because Jesus is the Son of God and the Son of Mary. So today we celebrate his glorious feast, and we give thanks to God for this wonderful saint that he has given to us and to the Church. St. Joseph, who, after Mary, is the greatest and most powerful saint that there is in heaven. And so, too, the collect of today's Mass attests to this, that we may be helped by the merits of the spouse of the Most Holy Mother, so that what we cannot obtain of ourselves may be given to us through his intercession. So today I commend to you to always pray to Saint Joseph. Always have him in your heart. And of course, we know Saint Teresa of Avila, who loved Saint Joseph tremendously. She carried a statue of Joseph with her wherever she went, in her arms. And we can just imagine, as we remember on her feast day in October, when one day they were traveling to found more Carmels all over Spain, with the king's permission and the pope's permission. And she carried the statue of Saint Joseph with baby Jesus in her arms. And the carriage wheel fell off and it all tumbled over. And when she was getting off the carriage, it was raining. Cats and dogs, donkeys and monkeys and everything else. And the road was not paved and it was muddy. And as she was getting off the carriage, the Blessed Our Lady, Saint Teresa of Avila, fell with Joseph in her arms, right into the mud. And she exclaimed to God, Lord, why do you allow this to happen to us, who are your friends? And he says, I allow chastisements to be given to my friends in a very, very Spanish way, which you know somewhat. She said to God, well, no wonder you don't have too many friends. And that was that. Saint Joseph was with her, and he is with us. If we cannot all carry him in our arms like Anthony did today, we can carry him in our hearts. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Intercede for us and grant us all our needs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.